important from the point of view of ORA, but it's important from a public point of view because that's a public facility and it's important that it's given value for money to the public that it serves. And I feel that at the moment we need to review the prices at ORA because other facilities, private facilities in the town, are becoming cheaper with their leisure facilities. And, you know, the public facility is actually probably the most expensive in the town at the moment.
And, of course, when this was being proposed, the ORA Leisure Centre was being proposed, it was being flagged as a new concert venue for the North West, but many would argue very little is happening in that regard.
They've been so thin on the ground, they've been practically non-existent. Every assist, I think this is the third time that I put this in to the council. I know there was an issue with seating, there was an issue also with the stage. Those things have been addressed, but there's still no one on the stage and there's no one in the seats. So we were to get into a loop with Killarney and Castlebar, and both those places are getting fabulous acts all the time, but it's just not happening in Letterkenny.
And with that being said, a management company is in place and is being paid handsomely to ensure that this happens.
Yes, I think so, Greg. I don't think that the town is benefiting from the ORA to the extent that it should. And, you know, in the current climate, we need to be making the best of what we have. And that's a fabulous facility that, as far as I can see, is sitting there year on year as an event centre and is doing nothing.